Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. News from Europe about the European Union's ambitions. The European Union should be ready to take in Ukraine, the Balkan nations, including Serbia, and other EU candidate countries by 2030. This according to a speech made by the European Council President Charles Michel in Slovenia in these last days. To start with this and then to go back to an important meeting that took place earlier in August in Greece, I welcome Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's publishing on the Kyiv Post with her colleague Jason J. Smart about the Athens Declaration, which, surprising no one, is going to fold very neatly into the ambition of the Western Balkans, Ukraine, and Moldova to join the EU in the future. 2030 is the date suggested, but in any event, we're looking at a change of weather for all this part of the world that has been left out so far of the EU's prosperity. Ivana, a very good evening to you. The European Union says 2030. Good for them. So let's go to 2023, where we are right now. The Athens Declaration has a great deal to do with the war in Ukraine and the nations that came together along with Ms. von der Leyen for the European Union boldly signed a document that makes it very clear that they regard Russia as an adversary. The reading of the document is unambiguous. I'll read the first of the points. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is a pivotal moment for Europe, creating a new level of awareness of shared principles, unity, and common future within the European Union. All of these states are opposed to Russia's invasion, but the one that strikes me as needing the most explanation is something you're very familiar with because you understand it. Serbia. Present is the president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, a man who is outspoken in his own country. Is it a surprise to everyone that Vučić signed this document, placing him firmly in the camp of NATO? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me to talk about my latest article on the Athens Declaration. And it was a really, really important meeting because 11 Balkan countries, 11 countries actually signed the Athens Declaration that supports Ukraine's territorial integrity, and that declaration was signed on August 21st. And it was extremely important to reiterate the importance of the European Union into further integration of all those countries. So this is a really step in the right direction. And as you mentioned, Serbia, I have to tell you, I was absolutely not surprised because if you read carefully the text of the resolution, it actually perfectly is in alignment with Serbia's foreign policy because to begin with, Serbia does support Ukraine territorial integrity because Serbian leadership is manipulating this by trying not to make a precedent for its own territorial issues that has with Kosovo. Serbia also reiterated the importance of the United Nations Charter, so people should not absolutely be surprised by that because in Serbia's view, they've been accusing NATO for violating the United Nations Charter in 1999. However, I want to emphasize something really important. After that meeting, the Serbian government bragged that they actually were negotiating the important part of the eight-point declaration, which was related to sanctions, because Serbia never imposed sanctions on Russia, and they made sure really that it does not, that it was not listed there, which is really important. It tells you all you need to know, actually, how Serbia perfectly was manipulating this whole agreement. Because don't forget that Vučić's policy is balancing act between East and the West. And while he, for example, supports the territorial integrity of the countries, he also, for example, just announced, his government announced a trip to Moscow. He announced, his own trip to China, while in the meantime, he is allegedly on the European Union path. And Some people might be a little bit confused about the language because the declaration itself, it talks about European Union membership. I want to reiterate a very important fact, which is that Serbia, the Serbian government always talks about European Union path, not European Union membership, because Vučić would not benefit from the membership. He needs funding through the accession process, through EU funds. So nobody should be surprised by that. But I also have to tell you, very, very pleased to see also other people attending the meetings, including Maya Sandu, including Zelensky. Both countries that are very, very, very firm about their European Union membership. And in particular, actually, Moldova is a very, very important country in this particular context, because Moldova has been Russian ally, and Russia has had a huge influence over there for many, many years. But Maya Sandu is one of those immensely brave leaders who knows where she wants to take her country. She is very committed to fighting corruption, Russian influence, and to bring Moldova closer to the West. And she is not talking about those things. There are also facts that follow her words. Unfortunately, that's not something where we always, you know, see coming from, for example, Serbia. And when people tell me, well, you know, but President Vučić, he might also fear like a Russian retaliation. Well, why we should have a different standard for President Vučić versus Maya Sandu? And I also think I was very pleased also to see that Ukraine also reiterated its commitment to the European Union, which is going to be tremendously important for rebuilding Ukraine after the war. And the last, you know, point that I want to emphasize about this meeting is that in addition to Serbia, there were other Western Balkans countries. And the problem is, if you, for example, take a look at the Freedom House rating, it's very sad to see that the Balkans is really struggling with democracy and moving towards hybrid regimes. Some countries are already, hybrid regimes. And Vučić will do everything and anything possible to undermine democracies in his neighboring countries, because he wants to position himself as a center and as someone who is indispensable a leader in the region for the West by completely destroying liberal opposition and anything and anyone that wants to move the region towards the West. So that's why he was absolutely not also pleased to see, he would not be pleased to see, for example, Kosovo as part of the European Union or Montenegro. So we have to be very, very, very conscious of those things. But nevertheless, this particular event was a step in the right direction for Moldova and Ukraine.
All right, quickly now, we have a couple of minutes. You guided me to understand that Serbian television, Serbian propaganda is very much pleasing to the Kremlin. In fact, they're probably feeding it. Has that stopped? We have 2 minutes. Has Serbia stopped influencing Kosovo and the rest of the region with Russian propaganda?
No, Serbian propaganda is alive and well. And Vučić was a minister of information, right, during the Milosevic regime. So he needs that. It's a tremendously important tool for him to discipline everyone region.
He is signing a document without good faith then, because he is permitting the falsehoods throughout the region to be broadcast routinely.
Indeed, as a matter of fact, just as we are talking just earlier, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Serbia just announced his trip to Moscow. Right. So I really don't think that Serbia is moving towards the West, as some people in the West believe. So,
and the Prime Minister now is welcome in Moscow as well, signing this document. Moscow says, we understand why you had to do it. Is that correct?
So the Prime Minister, she has a very interesting role. She's assigned, you know, to deal with the West. But Russia has other, you know, proxies over there, because Vučić perfectly divided the country. You know, he has people for the West and people for Russia and China. So that's the problem.
He's anticipated my questions, Ivana. Depending on whose side you're on, he's got people for you. Ivana Stradner is my guide on the Western Balkans, which is the fundamental to the understanding of Europe for the last 100 years plus. You will remember the trouble started in the Western Balkans once upon a time. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.